Parks and Trails New York is a 25-year young advocacy organization, and we're dedicated to protecting, preserving, and promoting New York's system of trails and greenways and our state parks. And we work with communities across the state to help them discover those assets, to enhance those assets, and also to develop that system.
And you've put together this new guidebook, A Guide to History, Art, and Nature on the East and West Sides of the Majestic Hudson River. Tell us a bit about it. You start in Lower Manhattan, as low as you can go at the Battery.
Mm-hmm.
You work your way all the way up to Albany, and you do so on bike trails.
Yes. Well, actually, we try to incorporate as many bike trails as possible. Our ultimate goal is to develop the Hudson Valley's trail network. The story of this book actually started about 15 years ago. We do a Cycling Erie Canal event, and that's kind of the premier event where a lot of people recognize us. And out of that event, folks had asked us to put together a guidebook so they could do the tour on their own. Soon after we developed that guidebook, we launched a cycling event in the Hudson Valley, and a similar request cropped up from the community saying, hey, we'd really like a similar companion guidebook for the Hudson Valley. So we worked with a very diverse team representative of state parks and DOT and National Park Service, folks from New York, New Jersey Trail Conference and the Walkway Over the Hudson, New York Bike Coalition, a whole bunch of partners to put together this guide so folks can enjoy the Hudson Valley through a view over the handlebars as opposed to out the windshield or stopping at exits along the highway.
Sure. The easy way, the quick way, is the thruway. But what do people miss if they drive the thruway and don't take your trails?
I think they miss anything that's off an exit. I mean, when you get on the seat of a bicycle and you see a community from that perspective, things start to pop out to you at that slower pace. Things you might have missed, or you may develop a new appreciation for the landscape. And I think that's what the Hudson Valley is all about, is just a spectacular landscape. It was the birthplace of an entire arts movement, perhaps America's first and our own arts movement that inspired generations of artists. And I think when you slow down on a bicycle, you can really gain an appreciation for that. I also think it makes a lot of things more accessible. I don't think you feel so pressed to jump in and out of your car. You can kind of casually take your time. You're more apt to stop at farm stands and things like that. I think you gain a greater appreciation for the breadth of activities that the Valley has to offer.
So if you wanted to, you could ride your bicycle from Lower Manhattan, from the Battery, all the way to Albany, and you'd be fine.
Yeah, and we've developed not only a route for the east side of the river and the west side of the river, but we kind of compartmentalize the guide into loops to take advantage of those splendid bridge crossings. There are a number of crossings in the guidebook, each offering their own different perspective on the valley, from the George Washington Bridge all the way up to the Dunn Memorial, including the iconic Walkway of the Hudson. And when we've done our organized tour, people come back and give us feedback, and they say, I really thought the bridge crossings were spectacular because I got a great perspective of the river. So I think those packaged kind of loop rides are great. And those loop rides also have a different theme. One might be the arts of the Hudson Valley. One might be the Revolutionary War history. And another is all about the great agricultural history of the valley, the wineries and the orchards and spectacular organic foods that are coming out of that region.
What does this cycle tourism mean for the area? How does it benefit? How does it boost the area?
Well, cycling is not only a very popular sport. It's the third most popular outdoor activity in the United States, actually. And when you look at the numbers, the Outdoors Foundation has put together, it's actually one that ranks second in level of participation. So people who are out bicycling do it very often. Cycle tourism is a quickly growing industry. So you have a lot of folks that are looking to vacation close to home or incorporate physical activity into their vacation. Various studies have shown that they can spend between $100 and $200 a day if they're traveling a great distance. They tend to stay at bed and breakfast. They tend to be a little bit looser with their money as far as treating themselves. The joke is that while cars run on gas, bikes run on beer and cake and food, and they can eat more liberally. And Cyclists tend to spend a lot of money when they're doing their bike tours, so I think it's an important factor for the Hudson Valley's economy to cater to cycle tourists.
How much of this ride would you say is on roadways where you have to be careful, where you have to share the road with the automobiles and the trucks, and how much of it is bike trails?
I'd say it's about 80-20. There is a large section when you get closer to New York City on the east side of the river where you can take advantage of the North and South County Trail and the old Putnam Trail. And there are other trail segments like the Walco Valley and Hudson Valley Trail that folks can ride on. But the majority of the ride is on the road where you need to be cognizant of the traffic around you and practicing safe cycling.
What about the drivers? I mean, I know this, I'm not going to call it a battle, but there's always this sort of thing going on between bicyclists and drivers. The bicyclists say, hey, it's my road too. The drivers say, you know, why don't you stay on the side of the road? And what's it like these days?
I think the amount of respect between the two is growing. I think there are more cyclists on the road and there are better programs to educate cyclists on how to ride responsibly and be prepared for interacting with traffic to be able to ride more predictably. I think we're starting to see a shift in our nation's infrastructure towards what many people call the third mode, which is walking and bicycle transit. So not only do you have more people engaging in this as a form of commuting and a recreational activity, but you have communities developing infrastructure like here in Albany with bike lanes, with sharrows, with share the road signs, with bike racks to encourage people to bicycle and walk more. And with more people doing it, I think it starts to fall into the realm of drivers are starting to expect that there will be cyclists on the roads. And this isn't the first time we've transitioned from one mode of transportation to the next. There was probably a lot of headaches when people started seeing horseless carriages on the roads. But, you know, it takes time to accommodate all the users and make sure that they're doing so safely.
Cycling the Hudson Valley, a guide to history, art, and nature on the east and west sides of the majestic Hudson River. It is published and put out by Parks and Trails New York. Martin Daly, where can someone get a copy of this book?
We have it available on our website. That's www.ptny.org. It's really the best place to get it because if folks have questions about the valley or the things that they see or want more information about other places to cycle in New York State, there are folks on staff that can assist them. But it's www.ptny.org.
Martin Daly is the project director for Parks and Trails New York. Again, Cycling the Hudson Valley, a guide to history, art, and nature on the east and west sides of the majestic Hudson River. Martin Daly, thank you.
Thank you.